Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of After the Party, written by Cassie Hamer and read by Rebecca McCauley. Lisa wheeled and yawned, but kept her eyes shut. It was so cosy under the doona, so relaxing. And the semi-erotic dream she'd been having had left her with a warm, fuzzy feeling between her thighs. Under the doona, she reached for her husband's leg and squeezed it. "This is nice, isn't it?" "Hmm," he murmured and placed his hand over hers. Usually, they woke to a prod in the back from Ava or Jemima or both. Their two daughters had rendered all alarm clocks utterly useless. Mostly, they were up well before the sun, except for today. Lisa stroked her husband's thigh. "I was just having the hottest dream."
"Yes?"
"About Max from Max's garage. He came to me with his receipt."
"Go on."
"And they weren't in the bag." At 65, Max Ingle was her oldest client, wizened as a sultana. His idea of bookkeeping involved chucking receipts into a plastic bag and handing them over. It drove the order-loving Lisa insane.
"No bag."
Scott knew how much she hated the bag. "He came to me with Faltus." She paused. "Colour-coded."
"Oh, God,"
Scott moaned appreciatively. "I know, right?" Lisa rolled onto her side and took a second to appreciate her adorable husband, with his smile lines and greying hair around the temples. Men were lucky in the way they slid so easily into middle age. "Yep, my Scotty has still got it." With a speed she hadn't mustered in years, Lisa launched herself onto her husband's chest and kissed him full on the mouth. Encouraged by the equally rapid response of Scott's groin, Lisa started kissing him down his chest.
"Nice to see you so relaxed about the party,"
he murmured. "The party? Oh goodness, the party!" Lisa blinked madly and looked at the alarm clock. 8:36 a.m. "Why didn't you tell me?" She leapt off Scott and out of the bed, sending her pillow flying. Quickly, she grabbed it off the floor and threw it back onto the bed, accidentally hitting her husband in the head.
"Ow!"
Lisa wrenched open the doors of her cupboard. "Why didn't you wake me?"
"Because I was asleep,"